This is the Game Act Hotline for August 7th, 2008, episode 103.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more
Game Addict Hotline.
Welcome to the Game Act Online. Please turn your video games down and this podcast up. We are your only source for video game news, video game trivia, and video game commentary. So glad you guys can be here. My name is Luke. So we're going to go ahead. I apologize again. It's the summer, and you know, everybody in the summer has their own thing to do. They're either going out on picnics or vacations and coming back, or like me, just having a lot of conferences to go to. I tell you, we had E3, then I had the Casual Connect, and I also had Game Fest over in Microsoft and talking to them about what was going on with games for Windows and the new DirectX and some other cool stuff. So it was really exciting. I got to actually see a lot of interesting things about Xbox Live Marketplace that not a lot of people get to view, such as not true numbers, but how games sell and how they do really well. So anyway, I'll talk a little bit more about that in my commentary. But first, let's go ahead and let's get to what you guys are waiting for. It's video game trivia. Our first trivia category is Team Ninja. Number one, this developer was the lead producer for Team Ninja and sued Tecmo over overtime and bonuses. Number two, this is the two series that Team Ninja is best known for. And number three, Team Ninja works in this city. All right, our next category, biggest Facebook games. Number one, this game was taken down after Hasbro sued the brothers who created it over copyright infringement. Number two, this gambling card game continues to be popular with everyone, though most of its popularity wore off a few years ago. And number three, this game by casual game maker Playfish is a variation on the Nintendo's Big Brain Academy game. All right, our next category, top computer games ever. There was a recent survey about what was the biggest computer games ever. And that includes all consoles and computer PC games. So instead of like giving you guys questions about 1, 2, and 3, you know what I'll just do is you guys, please, can you name me off the number 1 title, the number 2 title, and the number 3 title? And hopefully we'll be surprised by the answers. All right, up next, gaming news. Number one, Blizzard is suing MDY again, making sure its software won't go open source after Blizzard won their first lawsuit against the company and its software that allows gamers to let bots play World of Warcraft for them. This is the name of the software. Number two, this DS cartridge's price increased sharply at Akihabara in Japan after Nintendo announced that they and 54 other companies are suing this company for their cartridges allowing pirates to play games on their DS. And number three, this football player is suing EA since the company didn't get permission to use his likeness on the All Browns team on Madden games. All right, looking at games of yesteryear. Number one, this zombie-killing game came out this same week in the years past by Capcom and had you taking photos in a mall and is coming again on the Nintendo Wii. Number two, this EA singing and dancing game allowed you to sing with a USB microphone and was one of the first singing games on the Wii. And number three, this popular 1960s toy was reborn on the Game Boy Advance and later cell phones. All right, let's go ahead and let's look at gaming news. Look at the top games in the USA this past month. This past week, actually. Number five was Soul Calibur 4 Collector's Edition for the Xbox 360. Number four, Blastworks Build, Trade, and Destroy for the Wii. Number three, Soul Calibur 4 for the PlayStation 3. Number two, Soul Calibur 4 Collector's Edition for the PlayStation 3. And the number one top game in America this past week was Soul Calibur 4 for the Xbox 360. Looking at top games in Japan this past week, number 5, Siren, New Translation for the PlayStation 3. Number 4, Ayu Densetsu, Sora no Kiseki III for the PlayStation Portable. Number 3, Gundam Battle Universe for the PSP. Number 2, Jikyo Powerful Pro Yakyu 15 for the PlayStation 2. And the number 1 top game in Japan this past week was Dragon Quest V for the Nintendo DS. Looking at top games in the UK, number 5, Super Smash Bros. For the Wii. Number 4, Wii Play for the Wii. Number 3, Guitar Hero On Tour for the Nintendo DS. Number 2, Mario Kart Wii for the Wii. And the number 1 top game in the UK this past week was Wii Fit for the Nintendo Wii. Looking at top PC games from the last numbers NPD gave me of July, number 5, Spore Creature Creator by Electronic Arts. Number 4, World of Warcraft Battle Chest by Vivendi Universal. Number 3, The Sims 2 IKEA Home Stuff Expansion Pack by Electronic Arts. Number 2, The Sims 2 Double Deluxe by Electronic Arts. And the number 1 top game in the PC world this week is Nancy Drew and the Phantom of Venice by Her Interactive. Looking at new releases for the Xbox 360, Crash Time by Conspiracy. For the PS3, Monster Madness Grave Danger by South Peak Interactive. For the PSP, Fading Shadows by AgeTech. For the DS, Little League World Series by Activision. Rock Blast by UFO Interactive. And Quick Yoga Training by Ubisoft. For the PC, Beijing 2008, the official video games of the Olympic Games by Sega. And Fate Undiscovered Realms by Encore Software. And our number 1 top game for this week is Little League World Series for the Nintendo Wii by Activision. All right, we'll go ahead and we'll get back to you with our answers, and we'll get back with our final question from last week. Remember, you're listening to the Game Act Hotline.
Neville Sinclair, the enemy agent, and his henchmen. This game for your Nintendo Entertainment System provides the kind of action the Rocketeer lives for. Blasting Sinclair's thugs, snipers, booby traps, enemy flyers, and heavy artillery. The battle will lead to many places, from the Bulldog Cafe to a Zeppelin high in the Hollywood skies. So don't wait. Propel yourself into high adventure. The video game from Bandai.
Oh, cool. Look at this. A little survey. Let's see. What is Lovehouse Radio? Is it a music cast?
There she goes. There she goes. There she goes again.
Yeah, I guess it's a music cast. Let's see. Is it an entertainment cast?
Hello. Hello. Thank you very much. Hello. I am Charlie Spencer, and welcome to Pod Safe Idol.
Yeah, I guess it's an entertainment cast, too. Does it include commentary? What is up with the cable company? When did someone die and make them rulers of the universe? Yeah, I guess I am a little opinionated. Does it contain information? All right, from the book of Ever Wonder Why. Ever wonder why we get goosebumps? Goosebumps are a carryover from ancient times when our ancestors had bodies covered with fur. Yeah, I guess at times we're on the verge of educational. Okay, let's see. Does it offer advice? Okay, in response to Bill's email, Bill, fill a bathtub full of Nair hair removal cream. then get in very slowly. No, probably not any good advice on the show. So, Lovehouse Radio, music, commentary, entertainment, information, but not good for advice. Find us at lovehouseradio.com or look for Lovehouse Radio on iTunes and Podshow Plus and the Blueberry Network and freshmediaworks.com.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, a great adventure took place.
And welcome back to the Game Act Hotline. Remember, we are a part of the All Games Radio Network. Visit them at allgames.com. We also are part of the Seattle Podcasting Network. Visit them at seattlepodcasting.net. All right, let's go ahead and let's look at our game trivia. Our first category is Team Ninja. Number one, this developer was the lead producer for Team Ninja and sued Tecmo over overtime and bonuses. And the answer is, who was? Tomonobu Itagaki. Number two, this is the two series that Team Ninja is best known for. And the answer are, what are Ninja Gaiden and Dead or Alive? Actually, those are the only two games the guys have been making, so. All right, let's look at number three. Team Ninja works in this city, and the answer is, what is Tokyo, Japan? All right, our next category, biggest Facebook games, especially being in learning about all the casual games in Facebook. This is a good topical question. Number one, this game was taken down after Hasbro sued the brothers who created it over copyright infringement. And the answer is, what is Scrabulous? Number two, this gambling game, card game, continues to be popular with everyone, though most of its popularity wore off a few years ago. And the answer is, what is Texas Hold'em Poker? Number three, this game by casual maker, game maker Playfish is a variation on Nintendo's Big Brain Academy games. And the answer is, what is Who Has the Biggest Brain? Alright, our next category, top computer games ever. I gave you guys a number 1, 2, and 3. I didn't tell you any secrets. I thought I'd give you guys an interesting look. This comes from a survey. The number 3 top computer game ever was Tetris. Number 2, Pac-Man. And the number 1 top game ever, Super Mario Brothers. Alright, let's look at our next category, gaming news. Number one, Blizzard is suing MDY again, making sure its software won't go open source after Blizzard won the first lawsuit against the software that allowed gamers to let bots play their World of Warcraft players for them. And the answer is, the software is called Glider. Number two, this DS cartridge price increased sharply in Akihabara after Nintendo announced that they would be suing they and 54 others would be suing the company that made the cartridge that allows people not only to do homebrew, but also pirate video games for the DS. And the answer is, what is the R4? And number three, this football player is suing EA since the company didn't get permission to use his likeness on All Brown's team of Madden. And the answer is, who is Joe Brown? Probably one of the best running backs for the Browns ever. Alright, looking at our final category, games of yesteryear. Number one, the zombie killing game by Capcom has you taking photos in a mall and is coming out on the Wii. And the answer is, what is Dead Rising? It's looking better and better every time I see it. Number two, this EA singing and dancing game allows you to sing with a USB microphone on the Wii. And that is, what is Boogie? And number three, this popular 1960s toy was reborn on the Game Boy Advance and later cell phones. And the answer is, what is Rock'em Sock'em Robots? All right, let's go ahead and let's get to our final question. There was no final question for this week, but we did have one for last week. And there was a little bit of, what did you guys think about E3? Luckily, we had one person, Brantley. He actually went ahead and he answered the question. And let's go ahead and let's hear what he thought about E3.
Hey Luke, this is Brantley. Probably the biggest thing I thought announced at E3 was Final Fantasy coming for the Xbox 360. Even though I haven't played much of the series, I still think it's a big help for Microsoft. But I was very disappointed with Nintendo's press conference. The only games they announced were aimed for the casual market, with the exception of GTA for the DS. But even then, GTA was just a blurb in the conference. It seems as if Nintendo has lost their main focus for their hardcore fans and moved strictly to the casual gamers, mainly so that they can make big money, and of course they are, but this is all just my perspective. Love the podcast, Luke. Thanks.
Alright, so I guess we're kind of out of the woods for mainstream, I guess, professional, other than the one that's going to be happening right now in Europe. I'm actually getting emails about, which is very weird because I'm not going to Europe or other. I think that another one was a art developers conference that was coming up, which I definitely will not be going to that. Not a very art guy, but I just wanted to talk to you guys a lot about all these things I got to see, especially doing the E3 show and then also going to Casual Connect and Game Fest. And I mean, I don't think people really realize. And I'm not saying just you, but I mean, a lot of the hardcore gamers don't really realize that video gaming is a business. And I tell you, when you go to these conferences, you realize it's a business. Looking at all the people talking and setting up deals for different games and getting money for the games, or maybe all the money that they're making off of games. And it's just, I don't know. I was talking to one of my friends who I've known for a while, and she makes a game, and she uses a map or a program, an RPG maker, I believe is the item. And I remember she was making a lot of money off of those games, and she's doing really well. And I remember looking some information about her, and I saw somebody on a forum was really pissed off at her because she used it and wasn't doing exactly what the community wanted her to be doing it. And I don't think they realized that, I mean, what you're doing is great, but it's not going to make money. The whole point of that I feel is, like, I love the hardcore guys because 90% of the, a lot of the times, they're going to be the ones who are going to pay the money. But most of the time, especially with more mainstream stuff, you're going to have to try to please a lot of more people. And so a lot of things that you think would be very specific for specific people aren't going to make a lot of money for you. So, I mean, those are some choices that she had to make, but there's like a lot of other choices, especially looking at what Microsoft did and looking at E3 and looking at why Nintendo, like Brantley says, why they're going to the casual people, because they know they can make their money there and they'll just run with it until, and they'll try to continue to hold on to what other people they have who also bought the Wii early on, all the hardcore people who bought it. So, I mean, with Call of Duty and other games that are going to be coming up. But, I mean, you're going to be surprised if you ever, and I recommend this, if you guys can ever go to a conference. I mean, I would, especially if you're going to be, if you're press and you're not really doing video games, I would recommend it. Because, I mean, you really see the business side and how structured the business side is in gaming, and how surprising it is that there's so many people that are doing it for the money and not for the love of the games. And they just know, because especially as of right now, when it's recession proof, there's going to be a lot more people who are going to get into the industry because it's making money. So that's probably one of the downsides. But I mean, the great thing is that the developers and the people who are still making the games are still trying to make really fun games and really grab you and make you want to continue to play their games. So that's always why I'm very happy about the developers, but they got to work with their producers like Ubisoft and EA to get the money for developing the games. And so it's always going to be a little bit battle, and we can talk a little bit more about that, but I think I'm about out of time here on the Game Act Hotline, so let's get out of here. Remember, if you guys have any questions, comments, or anything that you guys would like to hear about my opinion, or you guys want to tell me why I suck, you can always email me at gameaddicthotline@gmail.com, or you can always go to our website at gameaddicthotline.com and leave a message there. We'll go ahead and we'll start, after I have a little vacation this September, I'll start the phone line back up again. But I do have Twitter, which you guys is seriously hook up with me on Twitter, twitter.com/gameaddict. That's where I'm going to be putting up all of my notes and anything interesting. And I'll be watching the Olympics. So if you guys want to watch me watch the Olympics, you can check me out there. And you can always message me with that. And I'm pretty quick about getting you a message back on Twitter. Also, if you haven't subscribed to our podcast, why haven't you done that? We're on iTunes, Odeo, Podnova, and for the Zune. You can go ahead and go and subscribe there. You can also vote for us if you haven't at Podcast Alley, or you can become friends with us at Podcast Pickle, and dig us at dig.com/podcast. That's going to be it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to me. I know I'm starting to become a ranter, which I don't know. If you guys like that, please comment. I'm always trying to make this show a little bit more interesting and try to keep it still, especially with the video game trivia, different from everybody else. So we'll go ahead and we'll let you guys turn your video games right back up so you guys can keep on playing. And you guys, I'll see you Sunday with another episode of the Game Hacked Hotline.
すべてを支配する世界から